joined with General Manager of the Victoria Royals, Cam Hope, and first get your overall impressions of rookie camp.
Yeah, it's been a great camp, a really competitive camp. Everybody came in just looking to impress us. We kept the camp small. You know, guys that are either drafted or listed players, and invites that we thought had a real shot. So it's been highly competitive, really good.
Can you give us some of the details about main camp this year?
Well, main camp actually runs all the way through preseason, you know, technically. But the initial part of main camp runs Monday, Tuesday, and then part of Wednesday of this week. And it's all culminates with the big inter-squad game on Wednesday evening, which everybody's invited to come out and see. Highly competitive camp. We keep our camp small. It's our returning players, listed players, a few of the rookies that we push through. Not very many guys, a total of about 40 guys in total, you know, fighting for spots.
Well, looking at your roster, what kind of holes are you looking to fill this year?
Well, I don't know. You know, every year we're always surprised. Every player comes back, you know, a little bit bigger, stronger than they were the year before at this age. That's our roster players, and it also includes all of the guys that are going to come in and try to push for spots. Realistically, of course, we lose our 20-year-olds. We lose players that leave for other reasons, like Vladimir Bobolev, who's off to the KHL in Russia. So there are a few spots, but I know that there are players that we signed last year that didn't get a chance to play with us that feel that those are their spots to take. So it's going to be an interesting camp, highly competitive, as I said, and there'll be guys looking over their shoulder.
When do NHL camps start, and do you expect to lose five or more players?
Yeah, you know, the World Cup of Hockey pushes the schedule for the NHL camps a little bit later this year. So we're going to lose maybe five for sure, maybe six players to NHL camps. And when we get them back is really at the whim of those NHL clubs. So it's highly possible that we'll be without four or five players for the start of our regular season, maybe for a couple of weeks of our regular season at least. So, yeah, it'll be a little bit of a different experience for us. We don't usually lose that many players, but as I said, we have a lot of young guys, signed guys that are WHL ready, that will be here trying to earn spots, and that will give them that opportunity.
Now, in the offseason, you made an acquisition. You made a trade with Moose Jaw and acquired Blake Barger. Can you give us some details about the trade and why you made it?
Yeah, you know, Blake Barger is a young player. He's a 1998-born player, same age as Matthew Phillips and Dante Hanoun and Ralph Jarrett. Fits into that group well. A little bit of a different type of player, a bit of a throwback. He's a player from California that I recall watching back when he was a bantam at a tournament in Anaheim. Very aggressive player, a high energy player. You know, sort of likes to be the guy that makes the big hit. And maybe that's something we're missing with that group of 17-year-olds. So he had a great season last year in Moose Jaw. Didn't put up a lot of offensive numbers, but that's not uncommon for young guys. He did put up a fair number of penalty minutes, which fits with the type of player he is.
How's the search going for assistant coach?
I think we've zeroed in on a guy, Marlon. We'll be announcing it here shortly. I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow that we'll announce it, and then we'll take it from there. But it's an experienced guy that we're really happy he's able to join us.
Great. Thanks for this, Ken.
Yeah, no problem.